Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Kitsetse. I entitled the shiur this evening, Can the Rabbanon Prohibit Something Which the Torah Expressly Allows? We're familiar with the fact that the Rabbanon prohibited many things which the Torah doesn't weigh in on one way or the other. That the Rabbanon have the authority to do, based on the Pasuk, and last week said it actually, Lo Soser, Parshas Shoftim, so we know the Rabbanon can make rules and we're bound to follow the rules which the Rabbanon legislate. But generally speaking, the Rabbanon will ask for something, even if the Torah doesn't prohibit it. The Rabbanon will say it's prohibited if the Torah is basically neutral on the subject. Let's say, Bosu b'cholav. So we know the Torah says, which we understand to mean that you're not allowed to eat red meat, animal meat, together with dairy product, together with milk. But it doesn't say anything in the Torah about poultry with milk. So the Rabbanon said, you're not also not allowed to eat chicken with milk. That's a din de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon have the right to say that because the Torah never says one way or the other about chicken and milk. So once the Torah is neutral on the subject, then the Rabbanon can sometimes usher things for reasons which are good reasons that they have. The question tonight, Shir, is whether the Rabbanon have the right to usher something, to prohibit something, which the Torah would seem to expressly either allow or even require. Can the Rabbanon usher that? So that's the overriding question. But to get there, we'll have to take a little bit of a tour, or maybe a detour, of some of the laws relating to ribbis, charging interest on loans. The Torah says in this week's Sedra, Parshas Kitsetse, the Torah says in Perek, in the first source, Perek Chof Gimel, of Dvar, of course, Pasuk Chof, Lo Sashif Lachicha Neshech Kesef Neshech Ochel Nechesh Kol Dovar Shishoch. Well, let's see, the word Lo Sashich means it's, in effect, the grammar, it means don't cause someone to take interest. It means don't take on a loan whereby, in order to pay back the loan, you'll have to pay interest. Don't cause the lender to have to charge interest. In other words, this, as Rashi says in Source 2, this is a warning to the borrower. The borrower is not allowed to take out a loan on interest, which the collector will have to take interest. He can't give interest to the lender. Okay, and Rashi hints that elsewhere in the Torah, we'll see there's also a prohibition on the malva and the lender to charge interest. But here in this particular pasuk, it's understood to mean lo sashich lachicha neshach kesef, whether it's money, whether it's food, anything else. Then in pasuk chavala, it says la nochri sashich, which will interpret known to mean when dealing with a non-Jew. So then these laws are not in effect. Okay, we can yes, it seems cause a goy to charge interest. Okay, that you're allowed to do. But again, then it repeats, but you're not allowed to do it with your brother, a fellow Jew, which is what it said in the previous passage. Then it says, L'mayin yibarech Hashem l'kech, Hashem will bless you, and so on. Rashi says, in Pasuk Chofalav, l'nochri sashich, v'lo l'achicha. So what does it mean? So it's what we call a lav habo michlal asei. Lav habo michlal asei means a prohibition which is derived from a positive presentation. It's not a lav. For example, we have other places in the Torah like that. I'll mention something which I hope doesn't make anyone feel uncomfortable, but let's say consuming human flesh. Torah never says specifically not allowed to consume human flesh. But many assume that since the Torah says these are the animals you are allowed to eat, so then since humans are not among them, so then the understanding is that human flesh you're not allowed to eat. Right? That's called a lav, according to some lav, habo, michlala says. That's what we have here. La nochri sashir, a non-Jew, you're allowed to do this, but to another Jew, you're not allowed to do it. But the question is, so what do we need that for? And we already said you're not allowed to do it when it's dealing with a Jew. So Rashi says it all adds up to lav or ala b'shnei lavin v'asei. You come out from these two psukah, there are two different prohibitions. One or two, the same prohibition, but you get several violations. Pasuk chof is lo sashich lachicha. Again, in chof aleph, it says lachicha lo sashich. And then you have the derivation of lav abom michala, say lanochri sashich, but not to a fellow Jew. So it comes out to two lavim and one asei. As Rashi already alluded to earlier, this is all talking about the lender. Right? Earlier in the Chumash in Parshas Bahar, Mayikra Parchav Hei, Pasuk Lamed Hei V'chiyamucha Achicha, right? The Jew becomes poor, so you have to lend the money. So Lamed Vav, Al Tikach Meito Nesher, don't take interest. That's a warning on the lender. Our Pesukim are about to borrow here in Pasuk Parshas Bahar. So the lender is not allowed to take interest in so on. And again, it says in Lamed Zayin, Es Kaspecha Lo Siden Lo Benesher, don't give him your money and charge interest, right? Your usury. Okay, so that's in Parshas Bahar. And even earlier in the Torah, in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Perkov Beis Pasuk of Dalet, it says, Source 4, Kesef Talbis on the Esami, when you lend money to Esanimach, right, the poor person, treat him well. Lo Sia Lo Kenosha, don't be like a creditor who charges interest. And again, Lo Sistimun Olav Nesha, don't impose him with the obligation to pay back. Again, that's talking about the lender. Don't impose him with the obligation to pay back with interest. And then you have the general prohibition in Parshas Kedoshim, Source 5, not talking about interest per se, but it's talking about all prohibitions. But Perikin Tes Pasuk Yudalev, Lif Neiver Lo Sitei Mishra. You're not allowed to put another person in a position of having to violate something in the Torah. That's one of the interpretations of Lif Neiver Lo Sitei Mishra. So here also, you're putting the person in a position by lending with interest. He has to pay interest. By being willing to pay interest, he charges interest, etc. So putting all this together, the Mishnah says the following about Metziah Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph, source number 6. Really, the Mishnah starts at Ayin Hamad Aleph, but the part that goes over to Ayin Hamad Beis, that's the part we want. At the end of the Mishnah 6, Yaelu over Melosase. Here are the people who violate the Losase involving interest. Hamalva, the lender, Halova, the borrower, the Ha'arev, if there is a guarantor, a co-signer, and he's involved, he also violates it. But Adam and the witnesses who sign the document, who sign the loan document, they participated as well. They're all in violation of this prohibition. And the Chacham say, even the scribe, even the person who draws up the document, I guess the lawyer, whatever, will draw up the document. That's also not allowed. They're all over Mishum Lo Sitein, Mishum Al Tikach Meito, all these psukim, all these phrases in the previous psukim, and Arasedra, Parshat Seitzen, and Parshat Bahar, and Mishpatim, and Kadosh, and the Gemara has all these, the Mishnah rather, has all these psukim, Lo Sitein, Mishum Al Tikach Meito, Mishum Lo Sielo Kenosha, Mishum Lo Sisimon Av Neshech, Mishum Lifnei Lo Sitein Mikshol, and so on. So the Mishnah puts it all together. Rashi explains on the Mishnah in Hamad Bey, it's not that all the parties can violate all these different prohibitions. Okay, Rashi says towards the end of that Rashi, the Maskel Alositen Lo, Kol Chad V'Chag Man D'Shayach. Everyone violates whichever one applies to him, and he says the Gemara will explain it. So the Gemara does on the same Daf Ayin Hamad Beis or say Be'elo Over Amar Abaye Malva Over Bekulon. The Malva violates everything. The lender violates everything. Over Mishum Lo Sashich Lachicha Lachicha Lo Sashich Lifnei Rosh Mishlo etc. Or I'm sorry, that's the Malva over everything. Lover rather. Lova violates only some of them. The ones Mara said, the Lov Sashir, don't cause, don't put yourself in a situation where somebody else is going to charge interest. Right? That's Lo Sashir Chachicha, and that's Pasuk towards one. Here in Mara said, the Perkamil Pasuk Chav, and Perkamil Pasuk Chav Alav, Lachicha Lo Sashir, that's the borrower. Lifnei'ah, animal violates Lifnei'ah, because of him, the lender is going to collect interest. Because you're placing upon him. Okay, again, you have those details. Rashi spells it out that all these things, Malva over Bechulan, Rashi and I, Haman, Beis, Mo, Matzia, Bechol, Hani, the Choshim, Asis, and everything, Mishnah list, because he's giving it at the time of the loan and he's collecting it later. And Rashi works out all the details. They make this condition, they make these details in the document. So these are all the different people who violate all these different laws. And the Rambam Paskins, Hilchus, Malva, Lova, Perak, Dalal, Chalos, was 10. Neshech, Omarbis, Echadhu, he says the same thing. Sometimes the Torah uses the word Neshech for interest, sometimes the word Marbis, the same thing. Okay, he quotes the various psukim. We have different words. Why is it called neshech? Neshech means like to bite in the shicha, right? Biting. So because noshech shemitzaris chavero, right? It causes when interest piles up. People may know from credit card bills, right? When interest pile up, it really takes a huge bite out of you, so to speak, right? So that's what it means. Mitzaris chavero ochalas besoro. You violate multiple lavin. And halacha beis, the Ram writes, kishay the kederach also lahalvos, just like it's forbidden to lend and charge interest, kach oser lilvos brus, you also can't borrow on interest. And again, he quotes the relevant psukim, and he writes, chayin also lisasek, anybody who has any involvement, the co-signer and the guy who writes the documents and edim, they're all in violation of these different lavim. As we said, that's why we pass the halacha. Okay, and the Rambam continues that actually the malva can violate 6 different lavim. Again, he lists all the phrases that we saw earlier. He can violate 6 different lavim. The lova can violate 2 of them. Okay, the arev and the edim can violate 1 of them. Or, again, as we explained before, these dinim are presented in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting because this is a prohibition. And most monetary laws, certainly the laws of borrowing and lending in the general rule, are found in Choshen Mishpat. The Choshen Mishpat, the fourth section, the fourth chelek of Shulchan Aruch. Yoredeya deals primarily with what's also what's motor, like laws of kashrus and those kinds of things. But the dinim of ribbis are found in Yoredeya because it's not just a business matter, it's an issue of a heter matter. Anyway, in Hilchos Ribbis, Simen Kuf Samech of Yoredeya Sifalev, the Chaver says, Tzorech Lizar Beribbis, you have to be very careful regarding charging interest, Vekama Lavin Nemrubo, because a number of different prohibitions are involved. And okay, there's no difference whether you're lending to a rich person, poor person, and so on. Okay. So I'd kind of in terms of general introduction to charging interest and paying interest when you take out a loan. There is a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, actually a little bit earlier than the daf that we saw before, on daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Min HaNochrim, when dealing with non-Jews, we'll conclude now all non-Jews, not just idolaters, for our purposes tonight, all non-Jews. Lovin mehen umalvin oson beribis. When it comes to non-Jews, you can borrow and charge interest, borrow and pay interest to him and charge him interest. That's what it says. Now, at first glance, somebody says, that's not fair, okay, because, you know, the Torah is discriminatory. The Torah says you can't charge a fellow Jew interest, but I can charge a non-Jew interest. Well, this mystery kind of answers that. It is fair because he can charge me interest. So right? I can pay interest to him, so I can charge him interest. When I was with a Jew, I can't charge him interest. He can't charge me interest either. So it's, you know, it's an even playing field. So with a non-Jew, he's allowed to charge me interest, so I'm allowed to charge him interest. It's even. Anyway, but it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to charge interest, you're allowed to pay interest to a non-Jew. Now, the Ramban, in our Seder here in Kiseitza, just a side point, here in Parchav Gimel, Pesukim Chav and Chapalav, our Pesukim, in Source 13, the Ramban gives some of the rationale behind this. He says, first of all, like we said, that this is, you know, generally speaking, there is a prohibition, let's say, to steal, right? But let's say I tell you can take whatever you want. That's not called stealing. Usually in Dinei Mamonos, if the victim, quote unquote, agrees to it, then it's permissible. However, here, there's not only a prohibition on the Malva, there's a prohibition on the Lova. You can't agree to pay it. That's the point. If I agree, you know, to other types of heirs of Dinei Mamonos, Imrotzahu Lizok Penachos of Roshoi. I'll let you damage my property. I won't collect. Okay. But here it's different. All right. Then the Ramban writes, Ubir Bekanchi Ribis Hanochri Mutter. It says that it's Mutter to charge interest to a non-Jew and to pay interest to a non-Jew. And the reason is, we don't set up, as Ramban is quick to point out, we don't set up by Geneva or by Gzeli. You're not allowed to steal from a non-Jew, that's for sure. Okay, so why is Ribbis allowed? He says, because let's by Ribbis, remember, they're both willing partners to this arrangement. They both agree. I agree to pay interest, you agree to charges. There's no stealing here. This is not called stealing. Okay, therefore, it becomes mutter. All right, why is the taka also with the Jew if both agree? That's mitzara achva v'chesed. That's basically a tzedakah, a chesed to another Jew, right? It's part of your haftarah kamocha, pasuk 14, right? Perketes of Kedoshim pasuk yud chesed haftarah l'reyacha kamocha. That applies to fellow Jews. So we have a din, you know, to let people, and we even have it our psukim, right? At the end of pasuk chapalav, it says l'man yibarecha shemalakecha. This is something, quote unquote, lifnim mishor hazdinim. It is a din, but it's something which is above and beyond. It's not the regular monetary law, regular business law. And monetary can't steal from a non-Jew or cheat a non-Jew or be dishonest in weights and measurements when selling to or buying from a non-Jew. Not allowed to do that for sure. Okay, but rib is a different story. Rib is should be mutter to everybody. Why not? I mean, you know, if you think about it for a moment, you know, I can rent you my car and charge you, have to give you back the car and you pay rent, right? So in a certain sense, one can say, well, when it comes, I'm renting you my money. I'm renting $1,000 and you're giving back $1,100. Okay, I mean, so why is that a problem? Rental is allowed, so this is a sense of rental of money also. Okay, so again, not a topic now. Money is different. It's like with food, it's different things. Okay, anyway, the point being, Rabban says it's mitzara achva v'ches. You can't do it to another Jew. Okay, but that's only tzedakah chesed to a non-Jew, as opposed to, you know, stealing. That's certainly not chesed and tzedakah is with a Jew, not necessarily with a non-Jew. Whereas other dinei mamonos, of fairness in weights and measurements and cheating, that's of course not allowed with a non-Jew either. Okay, now we find a similar thing that Rabban points us out with regards to Shemitah Sofim, right? Shemitah Sofim, in the seventh year, all loans are canceled. So it says, as Hanochri Tigos, Parsh A, Perk Tesvav, Dorm Posegimel, as Hanochri Tigos, was Ashay Yelachosachicha, Tashmei Yadecha. The cancellation of loans. I remind anybody who didn't make a prusbul, who has outstanding loans, that money's owed, you should make a prusbul. Speak to your friendly rabbi about doing this before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I remember one time, a few Shemitahs ago, must be 28 years ago, I think, a guy came to me literally, Mincha and Erev Rosh Hashanah, we were in shul. I forgot to write a prusbul. Got to get it done before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, anyway, but that whole cancellation of loans, that applies to, as Hanochri Tigos, it doesn't apply to non-Jews. If a non-Jew owes me money, the Shemitah doesn't destroy it. The same idea. Okay. Now, with this in mind, we have to turn now. So it sounds like the laws of ribbis, charging ribbis, paying ribbis, does not apply between Jew and a non-Jew. And by the way, we know historically, many Jews, not because they wanted to, but they had to, were involved in usury in the money lenders. That's what they had to do. They weren't allowed in most other, any other businesses. We'll come back to that point in a second. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perkov Ches, Pasuk Ches 16. Pasuk says, Marbe hono b'neshech v'sarbis lechonein dalim yikpetzenu. Okay, Pasuk Mishlei, it says, it's a Musar. If you mar behona, you increase your treasure, you build up your money, you build up your bank account, okay, by charging interest, eventually that money is going to be distributed to the poor. Right? You're going to lose it. Because Baruch doesn't work things out somehow. You'll lose that money, it'll end up going to the poor. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, if you build up your treasure, okay, it'll end up, you know, by charging interest, it'll end up going to the poor. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, again, on that same Gemara, in 17, quotes that pasuk, Mar Behona Benesh, Mesar Bezachon and Dalam Mikbetzeno. My Lechon and Dalam, what does that mean? Amarav Kagon Shavur Malka. For example, Shavur Malka. Who was Shavur Malka? King Shavur, King Shapur, I think they translate usually in English, S-H-A-P-U-R. Rashi says there at 18, Bava Metzia Ayin Amud Beis, Shavur Malka, Melech Paras. He was some kind of a Persian king, a Persian ruler. But no to Mammon Yisrael, he would charge Jews, and he would take a lot of money from Jews. He would seize, you know, the government would take money from Jews, more than non-Jews. V'chonen behem dalem nochrim, shem dalem el amitzos. And he would support his people, his brethren, his poor brethren, or even not poor, poor may mean, rather, the Gemara says they're poor in the sense that they're mitzvahs. Okay, whatever, he would distribute it to the goyim. So somehow it means the ribbis money will be confiscated by the government and given out to the poor. That's what Rav said it means, like in the case of Shavur Malka. But then Igmar continues back in 17. Amar of Nachman, Amar Lihuna lo nitzrucha, eladafilo ribis tenachri. What it's coming to teach us, the pasuk is coming to teach us that there's a key point for our discussion. Afilo ribis tenachri. Okay, that even money ribis interest that you charge a non-Jew, even that too will end up being confiscated by the king and given out to the poor. Mashma, that it's not right to charge interest even to a non-Jew. That's what it says, Afilu Ribis Tanochri. That's how he learned it. Rashi says the next page, Afilu Ribis Tanochri, She Yisrael Notum and Anochri, Yori Latimion. Ribis, even though you got interest and made money on interest, charging a non-Jew interest, which we said before is allowed, even that money's going to end up, with the government's going to end up in the hands of other people. So Eisei Ravel of Nachman. So Ravel Eisei of Nachman. 1 second. What about our Pasuk? Okay, in the second line of 17, right? That's still an iron base moment here. Eisei Ravel of Nachman, Nachri Sashich. Okay, now our pasuk here in Kisaytel, Anochri Sashik, you're allowed. Now the pasuk means you're allowed to pay him interest. But the Gemara says, my Sashik, Lav Sashik, doesn't it also mean you can charge him interest? Right? Doesn't the pasuk seem to mean that the rules of interest don't apply between Jew and non-Jew? You can pay him interest if he lent you money, you can charge him interest if you lend him money. Isn't that what it means? So Gemara says, lo, means Sashik. No, only means you can pay him interest, okay, but not, it doesn't say you can charge him interest. Lo means sashich, only sashich. Okay, Rav Rashi, my love, sashich, doesn't mean shemuto ato likach meneshech, you can charge him interest. No, it means sashich dafka. Ato tain lo ribis, you can charge him. So the Gemara finds that a little funny. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Lo sagi de lavachi. But, I mean, if you didn't have this, right? In other words, lo sagi de lavachi, Rashi, the kibah kosev, letzavo solen litain ribis anochi. It's a positive telling us we must pay interest to a non-Jew. Okay? Now, because after all, it can't be telling us that it's mutter to pay interest on non-Jew, because Rashi says, mechateisa d'osur, why would I think that it's osur, right? Mechateisa l'elemesra. It can't be telling us, you're allowed, why would you think it's osur with a non-Jew? It must be telling us that it's proper to pay a non-Jew. Really? I should go out of my way to borrow money from a non-Jew so I can pay him interest? What does that mean? Tomorrow says, lafuka achicha delo. No, what it means is, like we said before, it's coming to contrast your relationship with the Jew. Lafuke achicha. It's anochri and not achicha. So Mar asks, and again, we always saw this in Rashi, but it's based on this Gemara in the base, bottom page in 17. Also, achicha behedja chasiv el achicha lo sishim. What do you mean? Why do you have to have this convoluted way? Oh, you can pay interest to a non-Jew, but not to a fellow Jew. It says specifically you can't pay. You don't need that derivation. You have a specific limud. It says lo sashiv. No, it's the answer, like we said before, lav or olav baseiv lo sashiv, because you end up multiple violations like we saw before. Okay. But then the Gemara says, Eitzei, one second, but what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah back in source number 12. The Mishnah says, Beferish, Men Anochrim, right? The Menachrim is the end of the previous quote, but that's what it's referring to. Loven Mehen, O Malven, O Sambarivis. The Mishnah says specifically, you can borrow, yes, but also Malva, you can also lend them and charge interest. So good, you worked out the Psukim, so there's no contradiction from the Psukim, but it's against the Mishnah. How can we say, say, Afilu Ribis Tanochri, it's not even proper to charge Ribis Tanochri. The Mishnah says, Beferish, that's allowed. Yeah? And also by Getosh and so on. So, Amar Chibre Dev Huna lo nitzach ela bichdei chayav. Yeah, usually it's not right. You're allowed to, and it's bichdei chayav. Rashi says, this is the top of Ayin Aleph from Aleph, 19, bichdei chayav. Hitiru lo. Biyosem mikan osemid arbonan. you're allowed to charge what you need to stay alive. Again, many Jews couldn't be in any other line of work. They couldn't be. Christians were allowed, not allowed to charge interest to each other. Jews were banned from many crafts and guilds in Europe, and they couldn't, you know, be engaged in other professions. So, but the Laysbury, they became moneylenders. What could they do? How to make a living. So, you're allowed to do that. So you're allowed to take interest from a guy, what you need to stay alive. But other than that, it's not right. It's not, and again, it's not also from the Torah, because the Torah doesn't mention it, but it's also al koponim midrabbanan. Dilma osi lemisrach. Rashi explains, because, you know, you'll get into the habit of lending with interest. Eventually, you'll lend to Jews with interest too. You know, one thing leads to another. Not only that, but you'll become buddy-buddy with these non-Jews and so on. All right, so that's why it's not allowed to be done. That's what the Gemara says. Ravina Amar HaKa V'Tamar Chacham Askinam. Ravina says, no, it's even other people, even if it's not necessary for your livelihood, but a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because time of my goes Rabbanu. Why did Rabbanu ask it? Shema Yilmo B'Maiso. You'll learn from the non-Jews' ways. You'll do business with them. You'll get involved with them and so on. Not good. You came Talmud Chacham, lo yom b'maaseh. The guy who Talmud Chacham does not subject to that, the temptation. But in any event, Yotzim is there. Okay. Balei Chacham Sofer finishes at this point in his commentary on Agamor B'Metzia, Ayanam Abbeis, Yom Maaseh, Mai Lechon Adam. Chacham Sofer says that, you know, it's talking about ribbis to Nochri. We charge ribbis to Nochri, it'll end up in the hands of the poor non-Jews. We charge ribbis to a Jew, it'll end up in the hands of the poor Jews. Okay, but bottom line, is it emerges, what emerges in this Gemara is there's an issa d'rabbanan to charge interest on a loan and take interest from a non-Jew. That's what emerges. Okay. Remember, the Pasuk never specifically dealt with it. Our Pasuk said, lo sashich, don't cause, you know, don't borrow with him and pay him interest. But the Gemara concludes that it's not really even talking about to teach us that. It's to teach us that from a Jew, with a Jew, you can't do that. That's the thrust of that teaching. So therefore, the Gemara conclude, we conclude here, that there's a din d'rabbanan, that even though the Mishnah says you're allowed to lend and collect interest from a non-Jew on a loan, that's only true if it's kedei chayev or v'ritam chacham. Otherwise, it's not allowed. A din d'rabbanan, that's not permitted. Okay, now, what complicates things a little bit is the following statement in the Sifrei, here in Parshas Ki Tse, Piska Reish Sama Gimel, 11. I said 21. And here in Pasuk Chapala. Lanochri sashich, olachicha lo sashich, lanochri sashich, mitzvos asay. Whoa. Sounds like the Pasuk is telling us the way the Sifrei reads the Pasuk, that it's a mitzvos asay. It's proper. And we'll assume now to charge and to collect and collect and not only borrow, but to charge and collect it. We said before, you have to, yeah? Yeah, if you lend to another, it's a mitzvos asay. But lachicha lo sashich, mitzvos lo sashay. Okay? And then the Gemara says that multiple situations and so on. Interesting Sifrei. Sifrei seems to say that it's a mitzvah saseh to charge interest when you're lending to a non-Jew. And you know, the Rambam paskens that way. Hilchos malva lova perik hey halacha aleph. Ha'akum loven mehen umavan asun berivis. Okay. With a non-Jew, you're allowed to borrow and lend, you know, with expected payment of interest. And now he adds, Whoa. The Rambam holds that it's a deraisa, the din tata mitzvah. Now the Ravid pounces immediately. Okay, mitzvah saseh, Amar Rahman, hilo shmatzasi shmuel. I don't know who said that. Okay, the chances it was actually the Sifrei says it. The Ravid jumps on it, and maybe he not unaware of the Sifrei. I know it's actually a commentary from the Ravid and the Sifrei. I know what the Sifrei is. Oh, no, it's on the Sifrei. I don't know if we have from him on the Sifrei, but anyway, but he knows the Sifrei. So what Sifrei meant? No. But Ulai Ta'a, the Rambam erred. He made a mistake. It wasn't coming to teach us again, like we learned before, says the Ravid. It's like we learned before. It's telling us, but it's not a mitzvah saseh. It's a derivation that we learn from here. That's what the important issue is. So says the Ravid. Okay, but the Rambam is, and most Rishonim, by the way, hold not like the Rambam is. Okay, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, although I just told you, Mitzvah Saseh, Halacha Beis, of Perek Hei, of Hilchos Malva Lova, the second part of 22, Osru Chachomim Sheisru Malva Sakum Baribis, Kitzutz Ela Bechtei Chayav. But the Chachomim, nevertheless, Asr, unless he absolutely needed to make a living, okay, then because Ela Bechtei Chayav goes to Shem Yilmu Maisa, Barob Yishivasa Yimau, and so on, but you can borrow. That's not going to make you buddy-buddy. If you lend a guy money, he'll be your friend. you know, I mean, you lend somebody money, they'll buddy up to, right? Because they want more. Okay. I think people come and want stock, and you give them stock, because they'll become your friends suddenly. I'm not saying not to do it. It's just, you know, expect it. So guys, you know, you always lend them money, becomes your friend. A guy, Rama says, Lova, this restriction doesn't apply, because you're not going to become friends with a guy because you borrowed money. Either you're going to run away, right? You don't want to little to do them as possible. Okay, that's the Rambam. So I mentioned the Ravid clearly disagrees. Others disagree. Also, the Kedush Aran on that Daf and Bavansiya, Ayin and Base 23, agrees with the Rambam. Okay? He quotes the Gemara, and so I'm not going to read the whole thing now. He quotes the Sifrei, the fourth line, Tanya B'Sifrei, L'Nochi Sashi, Hareze Mitzvah Saseh. Okay? And he writes, some people say that what it really means is to mitzvah saseh, just to learn, you know, chlava bon chalaseh. B'zeh, he writes at the end of the fifth line, B'zeh shalok k'diver Rambam zel, shakosah shemitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, mahalvos anokhe b'rizv, nirali k'diver Rambam. I think the Rambam is right. Okay? And he says, because otherwise, we're talking about, you know, that Gemara, what you can do, what you can't do. If it's just coming to tell you, you can't pay interest. Okay? Well, again, you know, the way the flow of the Gemara implies, in Isa de Kola Hati Ribis, it's the Kapirish Rashi, okay, but Chinam Abraisa, it's very legamri, okay, Minola Lava Bom Chalasei. I mean, how do you get to Lava Bom Chalasei? There's no Asei. Okay, so anyway, he says, the mitzvah of Asik Tanim is free. He thinks like the Ramban, I'm sorry, like the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah of charging interest to a guy, but the Rabbanan disallowed it. Okay, that's the Ran agreeing with the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah, there in Perek Halach Aleph, the Magid Mishnah says, you know, he just goes through with mitzvahs and say la hashich and so on. He says the Rabbah disagreed, b'chein kasser Ramban Rashba also disagreed with the Rambam. Okay, and they just talk because after all, the pasuk is talking only about giving interest. We find anything, even the drasha is a phrase funny because the pasuk was talking, as we learned, about giving interest. Lo sashich, and the Gemara rejected saying that it means charging interest. So how does the Sifrei and the Rambam jump and say to mitzvah, say the charge? And okay. Anyway, at the end, by the way, in Halacha Beis, the Magid Mishnah says, nowadays, everybody charges interest because everybody considers himself a Talmid Chacham. Okay, sometimes you say that, right? But more than that, he says there's so many taxes that are the Jews and so on and so forth. Rabo Amisin, Arnonios, the tax, head taxes and all kinds of other taxes. Jews have no choice, but the only way they can make a living. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah, again, quotes the Magid Mishnah. He says, most people disagree with the Rambam. The Ran, he says, agrees, like we saw. And I fall into the Ran, Kasha, Leah, Devarino, Shatasha, Masha, Shatalva, Mea Akum, like the Magid Mishnah said. What do you mean? How do you learn this out from our Psukim? Our Psukim, Lo Sashich, Lanochi Sashich, he's talking about paying interest to a non-Jew, not collecting. How did he make that jump and so on? And he says, well, maybe somehow it's included, but they find it difficult, but that's the Rambam's position. An interesting answer from the Divrei Shaul, Yosef Shaul, Matanzon, 1800s, here in his commentary on the Chumash, Divrei Shaul, here in Parashat Yisetzer, Perek Chavgimot Chavalev, he says, why would there be such a mitzvah? What a funny mitzvah. Why would there be such a mitzvah? You should charge interest. Why should you charge interest? So he says, and I'll say it outside, because if you won't charge interest to a goy, so it's not nikar, it won't be recognizable that you, when you lend to a Jew, you also don't charge interest, because the Torah says you're not allowed to. You don't charge interest. You're a guy who never charges interest. You don't charge interest to non-Jews. If you charge interest regularly to a non-Jew, and now a Jew comes and borrows you, and you don't charge interest, then it's clear. You know why I'm doing that? Not because I don't like to collect interest, because the Torah says so. That's the Divrei Shaul's point. You know, the point is to, he says on the fourth line, right? You don't know that if you never charge interest even to a non-Jew, how will I know? How will anybody know that you don't charge interest to a Jew because the Torah says so? Maybe you don't charge interest, and therefore, now, the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredes and Kuflun Tesif Aleph 27 says simply the Bar Torah Mutter, Lahavos of Kamarubis. Mutter doesn't say it to Mitzvah. And the Chachamim Asru, and the Chachamim Asid it. If not, they need to make a living, or it's Rubis to Rabbana, it's a different story. But Idna Mutter Cholinian, you know, nowadays it's always allowed, and so on. The Shach explains the reason it's Simchat Nalav, because you'll interact too much with a non-Jew, learn from his behavior, okay? And in Halacha Beis, Simchat Beis, the Shach says, nowadays it's Mutter because, you know, we have lots of business dealing with Goyim anyway. So if you lend them an interest, it's no different than selling him pants. I mean, you know, we're going to have an interaction anyways. So the only way we can survive is interacting with non-Jews in today's world. The Shach wrote that hundreds of years ago. It's only true today. So therefore, you can also charge him interest. Okay. Bir Gro also says by Ribis to Rabbanan, it's not a problem because perhaps Gzeira l'Gzeira. All right. Anyway, that's the That's the sugya over there. As a side point, very quickly, it's important to stress that there might be another reason why it's also not proper to charge a non-Jew interest. Chachamim made a gzera. Chachamim made a gzera because, you know, to avoid contact, or maybe you'll end up charging a Jew. But there's another reason also, and that's a general rule that, in fact, the Kiddush Hashem, or, you know, Shalom, and so on. The Pasuk in Tillim, Perek Tezvav, it's verse 30. Pasuk, hey. Perek Tezvav is often read, Rachman Tzad, at a funeral. He's going to say nice things about somebody. So they read this Kapitel Tillim, right? Who is the person who's fit to, so to speak, be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holech Tomim, Paul Tzedek. And one of the things they mentioned, Pasuk, is Kaspo Lo Nosam B'Neshech. He didn't lend money B'Neshech. Okay, and so on. So the Radak, explaining that, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk, hey, in Tillim, he says, even if I was willing to do it, right? Not only didn't steal, okay, the top code, even if the guy was willing to pay, he didn't take it either. And he says, because want to avoid such behaviors and become regular, and he says it's even talking about a nochri. Okay. I feel a nochri usher. Certainly, he says, you're not allowed to cheat a guy, I'm saying outside, not a steal, not allowed to rob, and so on. And by ribbis is different, because by Yisrael Chayv Lasos Chesed, Yisrael Chayv, like Ramban said, it's a matter of Chesed. Okay. And then he says at the end, and if it's a Jew, a non-Jew rather, who's kind to the Jews and so on and so forth, okay, look at the last three lines, im oser goy chesed betova Yisrael, then chayv lo yisasi ha'aso Yisrael gam kenim ha'chesed lahitivo. Tit for tat, right? So you're very careful also. You're not allowed to steal or be cheating or deceitful to any non-Jew. When it comes to interest, you're allowed, but if the non-Jew is also very nice, then you have to be very nice to him and so on. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Matos. It's another point. Chavdala and Aleph, Kaspel and Osim and Eshach, Darshan and Apostle, Afila Baribis over Kochavim. Even, you know, like this person we're praising in this Kapitel of Tillim, Perek Tezvav, didn't charge interest to anybody, even a non-Jew. Okay? And Rashi there in Matos, Chavdala and Aleph in 33 says, Kedei Shal Yimshach V'yobo Lahavu Yisrael Baribis. That's another concern. If you get into the money lending business, you'll ultimately end up lending to a Jew and charging interest as well. Keeps you away from it. Yalkut Shimon and Vaschanan, and it's tough Lam and Zion in 34. It says again, you know, you'll end up stealing. If you steal from a non-Jew, you steal from a Jew also. If you do this to it, right, you'll end up, you know, one thing leads to another. Okay? But that's certainly not allowed. You're not allowed to cheat or deceit, be deceitful to a non-Jew. There's a Mishnah in Kalim, Perikid based Mishnah Zion. So it talks about that sometimes you used to use worn out coins. They put them on necklaces for the little girls to wear, right? So it has to be a coin that you couldn't use. So the Rambam in his Perisha Mishnah, there in Kalim Perikud Beis, Mishnah Zion 36, I printed the whole thing. The Rambam goes on a tangent and says, in general, you're not allowed to have coins that are not proper, that are not really the full weight. You're not allowed to do that, okay? And he says, there are people who think, first of all, it's the fourth line of 36, he writes, also adam lahachzi dinar. You're not allowed to hold on even to coins that are not properly, today, you know, today all the coins are minted, but in those days, the coins were, you know, not so precise, a little more silver, a little less silver, and so on, so way different. So you're not allowed to have faulty coins, and so on. And he says, fourth line again, shechoshin hamone b'nei adam, standard people, even knowledgeable people, k'atoshel mutaris imagoyim. They think, oh, well, deal with Goyim, it's okay. Says the Rambam emphatically, Eno nochon, the day of built in Echona. This is absolutely not true. Okay? And the Torah says, he brings a raya, because the Torah says, and I printed the next page, you know, when a person has to, in Parshas Behar, a person has to sell himself to be a slave, he has to sell himself to a non-Jew, become a servant in a non-Jewish home. That's all he can live with, to sell himself, and so on. And his family is supposed to redeem him, right? Buy him out, buy the Goy out. The Pasuk says in Per Chafei, Pasuk Mem Ches, right, Achrei Nimkar Geula Tielo has to redeem it for proper value, and the pasuk emphasizes in pasuk Nun. That's Rambam quotes with Chishav Im Koneu. Right, the family comes; they can't finagle around. They gotta be precise. The Chishav Machshava clear. Okay, you pay the non-Jew what he has. You look in the Rambam at the end. Also, lignol of the Perish Hamishah. Also, lignol Das Habrios. Afilu Das Hago. You're not allowed to be deceitful and lie and misrepresent and hypocritical, even when dealing with a non-Jew. So that's clear. Okay, and even if, like I said, you sell yourself to slavery, that's the din. Okay, and the Gemara has it, Rabbi Kama, Yud Gimel Aleph, source 39, the bottom of the page, Tanya Rishim Dover Zed Dorsh Mekiba, right? Minayin Legezel Knayin Shu Aser, because it says Acharei Nimkar Gula Tielo, and then it says maybe you can finagle Yiglom, you know, you'll cheat a little bit. No, V'chishav Im Koneo. So that's the din, and that's what's Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Rambam Hilchos Gneva Perek Zayin Alach Ches 42 writes clearly, Echad Anose in Yisrael, you do business with a Jew, or my guy, or the non-Jew, or the Zorah, even an idolater. Okay, no matter what, not allowed to cheat him. And v'chein osu lahatos agai, you can't be, you know, deceitful and trick him in terms of the cheshbon. Eliyadaktik, you know, because of cheshbon kishem kaneo and so on. Otherwise, it's kisovas v'chein in our parsha kisaytik. Parakafay pasuk tazam, when it talks about honest weights and measurements, it says kisovas v'chein lokech osu ela kol osu yodem. Hashem finds it abominable. And that's the Chacham Tzvi later writes in the Tshuva in Simon Chav Vav. Okay, he quotes some people who seem to say, the Marshal, he says, seems to say that, you know, when dealing with a non-Jew, you know, it's not the same thing because the Torah wasn't written for the non-Jew. And the Chacham says, what are you talking about? Tamun Mo, what do you mean? It's given to us to behave a certain way, so we shouldn't we shouldn't engage in disgusting behavior. Okay, and we have to present ourselves a certain way. It's a kiddush Hashem. And even with regards to animals, we have a din of tzar balei chayim. Even with regards to plant, we're not allowed to cut down trees and so on. So you have to behave in this way. Ad kan, the first half of the Shia. In other words, basically the idea that clearly we're not allowed to cheat a non-Jew, but we said in the Rambam, we said in the Madak, you're allowed to charge interest, because not charging interest, you should really be allowed to charge interest to a Jew too, but you can't, that's chesed and so on. So you can charge interest to a non-Jew, but they asked it midir abanan. They said, for whatever the reason, it leads you to lend with a Jew interest as well, or you learn from being friendly with the non-Jew, or, you know, some other reasons, the lack of Kiddush Hashem, whatever the reasons are, Rabbanan Aser charging interest to a non-Jew. Good. So hold that thought. Now we come to the second part, 45. Okay, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, we all know, it's not relevant this year, but tell me as it happens. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shecholos B'Shabbos. Okay, we're almost Rosh Hashanah time. When Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos, they blow shofar in the Mikdash, but not in Medina, not anywhere else. We don't blow shofar on Shalom's on Shabbos. Rashi says we warm a parsha, and sure enough, the Gemara says on the bottom of Chof Tzad, someone on the base in Rosh Hashanah, the fourth parak, 47. Elam Rabba Midaraisa, Mishra, Midaraisa is supposed to blow shofar, even when Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. But Rabbanon, who did Gazer Bay, the Rabbanon outlawed it. Why? Like Rabbi said, because we're afraid, you'll carry the shofar to shul on Shabbos, or you carry the shofar to someone to blow for you and so on. You forget that it's Shabbos. You know, very often when it's Yontif, we're wrapped up in Yontif, we forgot that it's Shabbos. I think I've said many times. I remember once walking up the block here to shul, mentioned the past, and it was a few years back. It was Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, and same thing, Sukkot, obviously. Thursday, Friday was Sukkot. So Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, I saw a guy come out of the house with Luv and Esrog. He was walking the shul with Luv and Esrog. So I went back. I just said, I don't think we take the Luv and Esrog on Shabbos. Then he went back in the house. Okay, I mean, he would have figured it out, but the point is, he got mixed up. So that's the concern. So the Kedusha Aran and the Mikdash is no such Xerah. She says 48. The Arisham, we don't have that Xerah because ain't supposed to be Mikdash. The rabbinic restrictions, these kinds of rabbinic restrictions, didn't apply in the Mikdash. So they're able to show for. Otherwise, we don't ask the Ran. By the way, same rule applies when Sukkah is on Shabbos, the Lulav. The same rule applies when Purim is on Shabbos. It doesn't happen for us, but it happens in Yerushalayim. Shushan Purim on Shabbos, don't read the Megillah, same reasons. The Ran in Megillah Daf, and the Chidush Ran, Megillah Daf, Talam and Aleph, Yesh Shemakshim 49, what about by Bris Mila? You know, we should outlaw Bris Mila on Shabbos too. After all, maybe they'll carry the baby, they'll carry the knife, whatever the concerns are, should have a problem with Bris Mila. Yet we've all been to Bris Mila, it's only Mila Bismana, Mila Shehna Bismana, don't do on Shabbos. It's not the eighth day, but it's the eighth day, there's a Mila on Shabbos. Why, says the Ran, why don't we have the same Gzera? Why don't the Rabbanon have the same concern? You may end up violating Shabbos. Good question. Ran answers, because the difference is, the Shani Shofar, Lova Megillah, because everybody's obligated. You know, so some one person might forget. This guy I saw coming out of the house and forgot. Most people won't forget. Okay, but so when it comes to Bris Mila, who's involved? Just the father? And people remind them. You know, when you have the whole tzibur, then Shaykh makes it clear. That's the Iran's answer. And that's why we pass him across the halacha, the Rambam, Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, halacha Vav. When Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos, we don't pull shofar, because Gzeir Shema Yitlan, Yavi Olechenu, Misha Toka, you carry your shofar, someone will blow for you. You'll carry Arbamas, you'll carry from Rishus HaYochet to Sharam, etc. Shulchan Aruch as well, Simon Tov Kuf Bei Chesed. Hey, 51, Yontosh Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Shabbos, ain't talking with shofar, and you're allowed to move it, and whatever else. Says the Taz, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Ches Siv Kotten Hei, ain't talking with shofar. So he gives a reason why. She quotes the Mizrahi, asks, 1 second. You shouldn't be able to blow shofar if Rosh Hashanah lands like this on a Monday or Tuesday either. Why? Because there's a rabbinic rule on Shabbos and Yontif as well, you're not to play musical instruments. So maybe we should outlaw blowing shofar even when Hashanah lands on a weekday. Yes, yeah, true, on Yontif, you don't have to worry about carrying, but you have to worry about the Zadig Zer Dabanan. Should we suck in Kleshir? We're not allowed to play musical instruments. Good question. So we should never have for a shofar, never allow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the first thing is a teretz, yeah, but the sound of the shofar is not really music, it's something else. Okay, that's one answer. But then if they didn't make the gzera. But then he says, well, Od Nirla in the second line, very important. Od Nirla teretz, the Elohim Ligzor Ola Akir Lagamre, Akir Lagamre, the Bar Torah should sieve, so let's call Biom Zer. Because if they're going to say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on a weekday either, you know what's going to happen? You know what the result? There's no more shofar on Rosh Hashanah ever. That's it. They will have uprooted something from the Torah. They can't do that. Rabbanu can't do that. They can't make a rule that's going to end up outlawing something the Torah expressly not only allows, but even requires here, blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. She said, Bishlam is Shabbos. Okay, Rosh Hashanah doesn't land on Shabbos every year. For 1 year, and we have 2 days anyway, but he went out the 2 days. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah sometimes lands on Shabbos. It's not uprooting the mitzvah in its entirety. Okay, so other when it's not Shabbos, you'll blow. Okay, so that's his, and that's why also Mila, because basically he says, by Mila we have also a pasuk. Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Basar Aloso. Look in 53. Parsha says we have Perkei Beis Pasuk Gimel. Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Basar Aloso. And the Gemara is a drasha Shabbos Kuflam Beis Manalav Afilu B'Shabbos. So again, the Torah specifically seems to allow or even require Mila on Shabbos, so therefore that's another reason to answer the Kasha of the Ran. That's why they didn't answer it, because they don't have that authority, says the Taz. They simply don't have the authority to outlaw something which the Torah expressly allows. And that's the din. You know, look in the Ram Hilchos Mila Parak Beis Halacha Vav, Osin Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. We're allowed to have a bris Mila on Shabbos. You do the Mila, the Priya, the folding back of the skin, the Mitzitza, the taking the blood, and everything else. Just not the auxiliary stuff. You have to bring the knife from before and so on. Shulchan Aruch Aridesim Reish Tam Avosiv Beis Mila Docha Yom Tov Shabbos Bismana and so on. Okay. So now what we have here is a very interesting position of the Taz. The authority of the Rabbana does not extend to creating an Ister when the Torah expressly requires something. Torah expressly requires shofar and Shoshana. Therefore, the Rabbana cannot make Exera. It says you cannot never blow shofar and Shoshana. Shabbos they can make it because it doesn't always land on Shabbos. The same thing. Mila, when you have an express thing in the Torah, it says you allow Mila on Shabbos. They can't say, well, we're not going to do Mila on Shabbos. That's really
but 1 minute, excuse me, Rabbi. Let's say you can't do a meal on Shabbos, so you do the meal on Sunday. It's not like Mila will never happen again.
Right, that's true, but the real mitzvah is on the eighth day. The real mitzvah.
But we delay it if the child is sick.
Right, that we have no choice. But if child's
sick. It's the same thing with blowing shofar. I'm sorry, but I didn't catch you. What?
No, because, again, because the pasuk says, "Yom Hashmini Yimo Basaros," and the Gemara is a drasha. Yom Hashmini Afilu Shabbos. It is if the Torah itself said, "Do it on Shabbos."
And the Torah says you should blow shofar on
Rosh Hashanah. Right. So therefore, that's exactly the point. So that's why they didn't answer blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah all the time. They only answered it once in a while. But with the bris meal, there's only one bris for this child on the eighth day. It's called the meal of Bismana. Okay. Now, but that's the rule of the Taz. That's the position of the Taz. And he says this in two other places. Here's another place. Psukin Parshas Tzav, Ayikar Perk Zion, talks about Ichelev. So it says in Perk Zion, Posuch Abdalad, okay, by the Chelev Shor Chesev Eitz and so on, the Chelev Nevela, the Chelev Trefa, okay, Chelev from a Nevela. Nevela means an animal that died in a manner other than through Shechita. Kosher animal, just wasn't Shechita. Or Trefa, it may have even been Shechita, but it found to have some kind of a damage, internal damage. You can do other things with it. I mean, you can sell it, you can do other things with it, just can't eat it. So Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Machalos Avodah Shechita, Yordeya Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifal, right, kol dover she'osim min haTorah, afal pisha mutar b'hanoah, something which is osir min haTorah, but it's mutar b'hanoah, but imu dover miyuchad l'maychal, if it's a food, osir lasos bo schorah, that can't be your primary business, okay? And you can't buy it and sell it and so on, except for chelev. Why? Why is chelev different? Because you have this pasuk. V'chelev ne'chel l'chol malacha. Torah itself says it. Okay, that may extend to other things because there is a pasuk in Re'eh. I'm just showing you to be complete, but I don't go into it now. Perek Yudal Dvarim Pasuk Chafalav says also Lo Socha Kol Nevela La Gerash Riach Dinev Achalav O Machor Anorchi. You can sell it. Okay, says the Taz in Sivkot Me'alav in Sivkuf Yudzani Yeridei. Why is Chelev different? When the Shulchan Aruch says why? Because the pasuk says Eyasa L'Chol Malacha. Says the Taz, that's why. Because they couldn't answer it, since the Torah itself says you can do Eyasa L'Chol Malacha. Look at the Taz 61. The nearer the Taz, the ain koch biyad chacham unless the dover shapir shatar beferish latter. The chacham don't have the authority to outlaw something which the Torah specifically says to let. Now here's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to sell the chelev to the. But since the Torah says it's the asal chol malacha, means you can sell it And the Torah itself says you can sell it. So it says the tithes. That's like I told you before. They don't have the authority to outlaw something which the Torah itself expressly allows. Okay. When the Torah is neutral, it doesn't say Isra, it doesn't say one way or the other. Or it doesn't say anything about chicken and milk. So then they can say it's awesome. But if it's not the Torah specifically allows, they can't do it. That's the famous Taz. Okay. But Hetter Mefurish Batar, they can't do it. And that explains a very funny Gemara. The Gemara says, he quotes the Gemara in Yuvam, Tzadim and Beis. We've seen this before, 62. The Taz quotes it. Toshma Amar Lezer B'Yankov, Shamati, Shebezin, Makin, Ma'on, Shin, Shalom, and HaTorah. Sometimes Bezin can administer, even today, can minister punishment, Shalom, and HaTorah. Even though the Torah doesn't require it, they can give lashes and even more severe punishments. But below Lavar al Divrei Torah, they can't violate something in the Torah. They'll also siog the Torah, to protect the Torah. And the Gemara goes on to say, a Maisa, a guy who's riding a horse on Shabbos, that's only Dinder Rabbanan. He may break off a branch and use it to whack the animal, but they put the guy to death, not because he's deserving of death, because at that time there was a Yisrasha. They needed to make an example. Other examples of a person who was with his wife in a certain place in public and a race where it doesn't say it's also entirely, but they needed to make an example. The Rambam Paskins, Nuchas and Edgen Park of Dalach Adalach, Yesh Lebez and Lahalkos, Misha and Mechub Malkos, and even Laharag Misha and Mechub Misa. Not Lavro de Bertola, so Siaglator, if Kavan, Shiro, and Bez, and Shapirzo, Amidav, there's a Pirzo, there's a breach in society, the swash is a weakening, they have to take dramatic action. Okay, now, that then appears in Shulchan Aruch as well, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Beis, Tzifal of Kol Bezin, Afilo Enam Smuchim, Beretz Yisrael, even though I don't have the regular smicha, and so on still, Imroim Shalom Prutzim Averis, Adonim, Bein Misa, Beimon, Bein Kol Dina Onish, Afilo Enam Dover Edus Gomor, you don't have witnesses, all the rules don't apply. It's a special Rosh. So the ties there again, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Beis, the ties again says, what's that language? They're allowed to punish not to violate the Torah, but to uphold the Torah. Well, obviously, they're not allowed to violate the Torah. What funny language is that, right? Kosher, look at the Taz. My taste is Yavrul Dibri Torah. Would we think that they are allowed to make a decree that violates the Torah? Of course, not allowed to. Okay, they have Chacham have Kok to ask or something, but that's only, so he said, no, that's my point. Amirali, the Af Sheesh Kokham, Lesser Amutam Dibri Torah, Hainu Dafke Bedobah She'enam Furosh. Lola Israel Allah Heta, it's only somewhere it doesn't say one way or the other. Then they have that right. Okay. Masha'enakin, Dabar, Hamafurish, Paposik Laheter. Okay. Kagon, Heta Hano Michele, then Paposik and Baby. Then Ein Bo Chacham Leser. And that's why it says they can't make a rule, Lavar al Divrei Torah. That's what the language of the Gemara means. The Yavamas, Avtsad and Abbas, back in 62. The Makin Monshin Shalman Torah, but low Lavar al Divrei Torah. It says the Taz, obviously, they're not going to violate the Torah. No, they don't have the right to make a decree that will go against something that's specifically allowed in the Torah. See, three places in the Shulchan Aruch, I think that's it, there may be others, but that's what the Taz says, this rule, that the rabbinic right to legislate and you know, they have the authority to make punishments on, is only when the Torah doesn't say one way or the other, then they can say something the Torah didn't ask, or we asked it anyway, like chicken and milk. But when the Torah specifically allows something, that you're not going to do. Maybe that's what some Achronim point out, that there's a tosis and that top of Bavitzia, the iron base, the Maschus Sashich, the suit we talked about before. Maybe the root of the Taz's opinion is in tosis. Because the tosis in analyzing the sugi there says, I'll just read the second line now, Kevan the Omar Achmono Anachri Sashich, Lo Hoyola Hem Lechachomim Lesur. Since the Torah says Lo Sashich, so Gemara's understanding was it wouldn't have been right for the Chachomim to answer it. So that may be the kernel, you know, the origin, so to speak, of the Taz's position. Okay, and there's another Tosus early in Bavitzi, Samach Zion, Samach Dado, 67, Dira Masav, Lo Yiskor, 67, also, I told Peshman, the Tam, Tzachloma, the Hachi, Pirish, Rivas, Gemur, and so on, Lefi, Shatari, Hitir, Behedi, Lo Rotsu, Lahamid, Shama, Chacham, and Dibrayim. Tosus says Lo Rotsu, or it's not right, the Taz says it more emphatically, they're not allowed to, okay, but the kernel may be in Tosus, that's how the Gilead Marshaw. Shoma Eger, not the Marshal, the Shoma Eger in Bamitzia Daf Dalam Bay says, "Ayin b'Taz." And it's Gemara. He said, "Oh, that's like the Taz." Okay, I mean, it's not the Tos before the Taz. He's saying the Mokar maybe from Tos. Maratzchayas also in Bamitzia Sama Dalam Bay. Okay, he quotes some other Achron Lishar Hamelach. The Behuda they saying, "Here we have a Raya L'Divrei Harav Taz." Here's a Raya from the Taz. The Dover Kol Hechish Mavurish Matar Beheter also a Fila Hachmer. Okay, and the Rashash also. And Samach Zayin Beis says this is Mechuvan and Mamash Divrei Taz. Okay, so these are very interesting Taz. The only thing is, this is not without its problems. Okay, there is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini about eating certain types of insects and rodents, shekets. It says shekets yu lochem. Okay, and it says that's in Perak Yud Aleph of Parsha Shmini. And then later on, Pasuk Mem Aleph, it says Sheketz Hu Lo Yochel. So the Amar Pesachim Chav Gimel Beis says Rachmona Amar Sheketz Hu Lo Yochel Atnan Tzaydei Chaya Ofos V'Dogim Shenitzdam Laminim Tmeyim Mutarim Lamochon Lanochrim. Amar Pesachim Chav Gimel Beis says Chav Gimel Aleph rather says that hunters, if they come upon certain species that aren't kosher, and they end up trapping them. You know, they lay traps. So sometimes the traps catch things that are not kosher too. So they're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Okay? So why is that allowed? Because it says, Lochem, the Pasuk in Yeral Pasuk, get off there, Paragel Pasuk Yeral from 74. Check it you, Lochem. Okay? Shalachem Yehei. Hi, so why is it not allowed even Chathila? Because it says, you, under all the circumstances, why it says that it's not allowed. Okay, that's more Pasuk and Chav Gimel. So Rashi says, okay, Shenizdam no dafka shenizdamein. It happened to me, you caught me. Now I catch him on purpose. The chachila also lachs narchein. You can't intentionally hunt and trap the non-Jewish, not non-Jewish, non-kosher animals. Okay, but if you came upon them, then it's okay. All right, so the Pnei Yoshua says, on that Gemara Pesachim, Chav Gimel Aleph, he doesn't quote the Taz, but he says, Yesh Shesmoa. Okay, what do you mean? Why are they quoting a Pasuk Lachem? The Holy is only Drabbanah to begin with. Right, the Gemara there, Pesachim, Chav Gimel Aleph, quoted a Pasuk, right? Check it to Yachel and so on. What do you mean? What are you going to bring up Sukkim for? The whole thing is just Darbonah to begin with. So, anyways, he says at the end, Nira Dafila Hachshi Machi Shabbat, the Kavan Shitira Torah Beferish. If the Torah allowed it, then the Rabbanan shouldn't have asked it. It's like the Taz doesn't quote the Taz. I do want to print for, mention for full disclosure the Chidush Aritva, Bamatsia Ayan Rebez and Atsugya learns differently than Tosas. And he says, he quotes the Tosas, and he says, Vitira Kasa Inlam Lachal Asa, and he says, not true. All that makes that's not true. Look at the third line of 75. The Chiddush Ha'Advar, but Metzia Ayin Rebezi Omaschal Omar of Nachman. Haloshon says Sosom. Da'ika Kama Mili Shatori Tir Ba'Asur Chacham La'Asur Sagav Torah. There are many things. Several things. Doesn't give examples. Okay, but several things which the Torah allows and Chachamim didn't allow because they made it a Yisog. As long as they're doing it for good reason, allowed to do it. So he seemed to reject this whole Yisog. And now to come full circle, the Chavos Yoyer in his Tshuva. Shuvas Chavos Yoyer Sim Kuf Mem Bei 76 says the Taz is not correct. What's my proof? Ribbis to a goy. We learned you're not allowed to charge ribbis to a goy, but the pasuk says you can, right? Lo Sasha said that's what he says. To, you know, checkmate on the Taz, right? He says Afilu Mashul Dask Sats Mitzvah in Torah. He's referring to that Sifrei and the Rambam and the Ran. Well, that even lending to a non-Jew with interest maybe be a little bit of a mitzvah, and even there. The Rabbanan Asher Matzinu Sha'asu Chom Mishum Gzeira. Yeah, whatever the Gzeira was, you'll end up doing it with a Jew, or you'll end up fraternizing too much, or whatever. Whatever the Gzeira is. So the Chavos Yoyer says, therefore, the Taz is not correct. So a lot of the Achronim try to deal with that, defend the position of the Taz. You see that most people did accept that Taz. We keep it. It's a good kasha. Chavos Yoyer asked from Ribbis. That's why I started with Ribbis. So we keep it. Eger and Tshuva Madura Tinyana Simon Lamed Beis quotes the Chavos Yoyer. Okay. And he says, the problem is how can you do it? So he basically answers, you can't really bring a raya from Ribbis, okay, because the pasuk wasn't really explicit that you're allowed to charge Ribbis. Remember, it says the kibbutz at the end, the pasuk said lo sashich, was talking about paying interest to a non-Jew. But we learned that it's all lumped together, but he says maybe that's not called mefurush bekra. Right, it requires a little bit of a derivation, right? It's the explicit pasuk. Simple reading of the pasuk doesn't indicate that. So therefore, the Rabbanan are allowed to make the exam. That's what Kiva Eger suggests, maybe why it's different. Some sofer in the Shuvah Chelek Yerdesim Kuf Tes, 78, also, Asher Rana Dibre Taz, someone asked him this question about the Taz, okay, and the Chavos Yoyer quotes the Chavos Yoyer, and he says, you know, Chavos Yoyer, therefore, Doch HaDvar, he rejected it. On the top of the next page, I don't think there's a kash at all. Okay, because he said, what was the reason? Why did the Rabbanan didn't make this rule to strengthen the Isser of Ribbis? Okay, they made it for a totally other reason, namely that we shouldn't learn from a non-Jew's general behavior. So the Taz says you have to look at the whole picture. The Rabbanan, what the Taz means is the Rabbanan can't make a gzera regarding that din. If the Torah specifically allows charging, ribbis to a goy, the Rabbanan can't come along, says Sam Sofer, and say, we say you can, the Torah specifically allows charging, even requires charging ribbis to a non-Jew. Chum say, no, we want to strengthen the laws of ribbis, and therefore we're not even allowed to charge ribbis to a non-Jew. That they couldn't do. When they have a totally different reason, okay, It's got nothing to do really with Rivas at all. It's just to minimize interaction and so on. So he says that may be, that's not called Lavro Divrei Torah. And Adarab, it strengthens Divrei Torah. Okay, there are problems with that because how do you work that with Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and so on, but you have to work it all through. But that's what the Taz suggests, the Chassam Sofer suggests. The second line, Lo mitam zasu ela aso so tosefes together lelav. It's a different law that they were strengthening. Lo silma lasos ketova segoi mahela. That's the pasuk last week said in Shoftar, Pritzin 79. Tomorrow, Pritzin Ches pasuk test, right? Lo silma lasos ketova segoi mahen. That's the law they were building on. Willy nilly, it ended up interfering with this, but that wasn't their goal. Therefore, it's allowed. The other thing is, okay, and like Mickey Vager, he said, if you look carefully in the second part of that, the Tshuvah Chassam Sofer, you look carefully, it never says, Lo tziv satora la lahavos lakum kedei likach men ribis, el shim nilva also nikach men ribis. Okay, a little differently. He says, Torah never says, lend and charge interest. If you lend, you can charge interest. Okay, but again, that's not the simple meaning. Therefore, the Chazal can aser lending in the first place. It's, you hear what I'm saying? It never says, don't lend them and charge. It says, right, the Torah never commanded us to, yes, lend. Torah says, if you lend to a non-Jew, you can charge him interest. But never has a mitzvah to lend, so the Chacham can now turn around and say, don't lend it. Okay, different explanation. Another Tshuva of Chassam Sofer, the Likutim, Chedek Vav, Simon Nun Bey, is 81. There's a different problem also in this week's Seder. We all know about the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. Not allowed to marry more than one wife. My Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. I, but in this week's Seder, Kisete, Pasuk 80, Perchof Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, Kisiena Le'ish, Tein Oshim, the beginning of the Seder, what if a man has two wives? Then they have the babies, and which one gets the Bechor, and whatever else. But clearly from the Pasuk, what? Can I have two wives? So how could Rabbeinu Gershom go and say, not allowed to have two wives? It's according to the Taz. And that's his question. Okay, so here, the Chassam Sofer answered 81, right? The Likutim, Sundun Bey, said, the Chachamim could not make a Takona. Ain Chachamim Yochum less of a Takona. But to make a cherem, like I say, you shouldn't do it, and you get a cherem, that's not the same as the force of a takana. Okay? And he says, in general, a Nasi Yisrael, a Galador, is allowed to make certain takanas and impose cherem, certain cases, doesn't have the force of a din. Okay? And he said, especially, that was their reason over here. Okay? Because they wanted to learn from they saw a Pearson society and so on and so forth, so we wanted to minimize Jewish and non-Jewish contact and so on. Okay? So, if they would have, and he gave the other answer also, if they would have come and said, we want to strengthen the laws of ribbis, that they can't do. But for when you're not dealing with a real takana, then it's allowed. That's what he says about the cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, and that fits in with the Beis Shmuel and Simon Aleph of Eben Ezer. So you've got Chafala of Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim, Hatam of four by Ghost minus six subis, Mishum Ktota, below Mishum Dror the Surah. Rabbeinu Gershom was very careful. It's not an Isser over here, trying to impose or strengthen Shalom bias. Finally, one other case. We have a din in the Chumash and Parshat Tazria, Perkid Beis, Sukkum Dalad, and Hay, that after a woman gives birth, there's something called Dam Tohar. Woman bleeds after having a baby. And, question is that considered Nida blood? So the Torah says for 33 days after the boy is born, after 1 week, so 33, days 8 to 40 of the child after she has the baby boy, or with the girl after day 14, day 15 through 80. So these are called Tesha of the Tara, it's called Dam Tohar. Any blood that Jesus charges then, it's not called Nida blood, it's Torah, she can be with her husband. However, the Gemara says in Nida, Samach Bab and Aleph. Amar Zer Ben Osi, Shalach Miral Atzman, by the famous rule, that our women, anytime they see any drop of blood, even a tiny drop, they wait Shevinaki and they consider themselves in Nida. Okay? So, and that's the Raman Paskin, Zilchus Rabia Perikalam HaVadalad, right? That's anytime a woman has any kind of discharge, even though the Torah might not call it Nida, it is a Nida. Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Pei Gimel, Sip Aleph Paskins that way, and in Kuf Tzadi Dalad, there are more rights. Even though Daraisa, this Dam Tor, okay, this blood that she after the baby is not considered Nida. For Pashar Aminik B'chol Yisrael, she ain't bowling a Dam Tor. We don't have a relation at that time anyway. So the Mincha Saloza, the Munkach wrote, in his Chuvah, Shechenikov, Simon Samach Bey, he said, wait a second. According to the Taz, I got a problem with that. Right? The Torah itself says that she's not to be considered a Nida during these 33, if it's a boy or 66, if it's a girl, days. So what do you mean we have the practice where the Shulchan Aruch says we don't have a relation on our wives? And the Torah says, isn't this imposing something against the Torah? So he says, no, because look at the language of the Gemara and the Rambam. Benos Yisrael, Hechmiru al-Atzman. Menachos Zalozah says, guess what? En Hanami, the Rabbanim would not have been able to institute such a law, according to the Taz. They would not have had the authority to institute such a law and say, no, we're going to consider this Tam Nida. No. The Benos Yisrael, the Minig developed in Klai Yisrael, whatever the reason, we'll talk about it at a different time. Even Rabzera would not have made the Takhan. He didn't. He just said, Benos Yisrael, Hechmiru al-Atzman. They just impose this upon themselves. That's a different story. Anybody can, that person can make another person can decide to impose upon himself. Here it's all of Klal Yisrael. So it came and spread in all of Klal Yisrael. Okay. And that's why he says the same thing with the two wives. In the second part of the Tshuva, Michas Elozer, he says that the same thing, right? As a B'nai Klal Yisrael accepted it. He goes, and that's why Rabbeinu Gershom, when he made the Takana, says in Michas Elozer, originally put a time limit on it. We're already past the time limit. We still accepted the practice. Why did Rabbeinu Gershom put a time limit? Because he didn't have the authority, said Michas Elozer, to say, Mamash Takana. Because against the Torah says you're allowed to have two wives in our Sedri. Kisein Elu Shtei Noshim. So he wanted Dafka to make it that it wasn't a full takana, but he really wanted it to be for all time. So Klal Yisrael accepted it for all time. That's why he continued to observe it today. But like Benos Yisrael, Hechmir al-Atzman. Finally, again, Moshe Feinstein, his tshuva is, Higris Moshe Archaim Chelikalov at the end of Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph, also raises the Kashya of Chamishor against the Taz. And he says again, you look in the Pesukim, you look in the Gemara, it's not a direct limud. That's why it's different. Ribbon is different. Never says explicitly, don't charge your goy interest. Says, I'm sorry, that yes, you can charge your goy interest. Okay? Lanochri sashich. It doesn't say lanochri sishok, it says lanochri sashich. It's about giving. Okay? And that's a simple reading of the Pasuk. And therefore, the kasha of the what do you call it, the Chavis Yair, is not a kasha. Yotz Midvareinu, that many people accept this position of the Taz. It's a very interesting and important, I think, sort of limitation or guideline in terms of Rabbanan. Rabbanan have the right to make takanas and gzeiras, no doubt. But according to this approach, they cannot impose something where the Torah specifically allows it. Now the question, how specific is specific? We just said if it's a limud, maybe not. But if it's a specific allowed in the Torah, that's the Shita of Taz. And we see that the Rekiv Eger and the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Ozer and others defend that they seem to accept this position of Taz. Wish everybody a guten Shabbos.